Unit 6, Reading 1, page 82.
Food traditions. Every culture in the world has its own style of cooking and eating. Every culture has its own beliefs about what is good to eat and what is not. Many of these food customs started hundreds or even thousands of years ago. They developed in part because of where the people lived. Diets of early humans. The diet of early humans depended on what foods were available to them. Different foods were available in different environments. For example, humans who lived near an ocean relied on the ocean to supply them with fish to eat. In contrast, humans who lived in forest areas ate the animals they hunted. Humans in the warm Indus Valley picked wild bananas to eat. Humans in northern Europe dug up wild onions. Flavorings, such as spices, also depended on what was available in the environment. Sometimes seeds or leaves were added to foods for flavor. Over time, these foods and flavors became traditional in a culture. Early farming. About 10,000 years ago, humans learned to farm. These early farmers tamed wild cows, goats, and sheep. They planted wheat, barley, and other grains. Slowly, farming spread to other areas. The animals that farmers raised and the crops they planted depended on where they lived. Rice, for example, grew well in southern Asia, but not in dry desert lands. The animals and crops ensured that the farmers would have a supply of food available to eat. New foods. Over the years, people learned about new foods. They learned from their neighbors or from travelers. They also learned about new cooking techniques. Travelers who went to distant places discovered new foods. Marco Polo, for example, traveled to China and brought noodles back to Italy. Explorers who sailed to the Americas brought tomatoes and potatoes back to Europe. Many of the new foods later became part of the traditional diet of some cultures. Potatoes, for example, became a significant part of the Irish diet. Both pasta, noodles, and tomatoes became part of the Italian diet. Eating techniques. Cultures also developed their own techniques for eating. Thousands of years ago, people in China began using chopsticks. They have preserved this eating technique and still use chopsticks today. People in other Asian countries learned the technique from them. The first eating tool used in Europe was probably a seashell or curved piece of wood. Later, sharp pointed knives were used. Most Western countries now use metal forks, knives, and spoons to eat with. Some cultures do not use eating tools. Instead, people use their fingers to pick up bites of food. People in other cultures rely on pieces of flat bread to pick up food. People are proud of their cultures and enjoy their traditional foods. They want to ensure that their food traditions are preserved.